My sister Agatha Krishna said it started when they came, and that's where you could put the blame. But then she said we had to go back. So we blamed it on Reagan, as that summer everyone blamed him, as we went into a bust and watched an exodus go out of our town. But I blamed the Cold War and Gorbachev, as he had that thing on his head, and I felt he could not be trusted. We blamed famine in Ethiopia, as my mother posted a photo on the fridge of a child with a belly like a hot air balloon. We blamed AIDS, which we didn't really get, but thought you could get from the water fountain at the public library you stepped on with your foot. We blamed the Olympics, as we hated that eagle waving an American flag, but secretly I had a button with Sam the Eagle and his sly smile and torch. But then we blamed it on when my parents first came to Wyoming, and then them in general. We thought they shouldn't have married, they shouldn't have mixed. But Agatha Krishna said we could blame it on my grandparents, for having one that would go to school and one who didn't. But then she said, let's blame it on the British. Everything could go back to the British. They did it first, Agatha Krishna said. They were colonists. They were the reason one went to school when one stayed home. They were the reason that we were quiet around most white people. The reason my mother drank tea when everyone else we knew except Mormons drank coffee. That summer, we had an Indian summer twice. A frost had come and left the garden broken. Tomato stalks broken too. My mother's peppers dangled like limp green earrings from the stem. But then the days warmed again, marked by an infestation of millers. At every stoplight, they threw themselves in swarms at the streetlights marking the intersections. They offered a kind of sati to the light. My father, tired from coming off rigs, would at night fill a large stainless steel bowl with dish soap. Leaving it on his desk, he would shine a desk lamp into the soapy bowl. In the morning, the bubbles long would have become flat, and in that bowl of water, their little bodies floated, their wings soaked and black. I always felt bad for them, drawn to something beautiful, something almost ethereal, to find themselves trapped. I didn't think it was a good way to die, but what is? And the only way you could justify it was when my mother held up saris eaten to lace, sweaters with holes the size of coins. In that second wave of warmth, they came to us, not tired or broken, but poor. We drove to the Denver airport to pick them up. They did not come off the plane looking bewildered by this new land before them. If anything, they came at us like those moths, fast, a little frantic, and seemingly, as the months would show, drawn to the wrong things. My mother, who had not seen a member of her family since marrying my father almost 14 years before, ran to her brother, squeezed my cousins like lemons. Before they had picked up their bags from baggage claim, she had filled my cousin's hands with chocolate, given my aunt a rhinestone necklace, and my uncle a carton of Marlboro Reds. The Ayers dipped into our lives like a teabag into the whiteness of a porcelain cup. They muddied the water, they made our house feel small as they lived in the bedroom that Agatha Krishna once had. They left rings of talcum powder on the carpet, the bathroom floor was slick with water as they used a cup and bucket, and the house became smelly with food as my Aunt Debbie cooked and cooked. If she wasn't cooking, she stood out on the lawn in a sari and cardigan looking at nothing, feeling the air and the altitude with a kind of wonder. She also watched a lot of Dynasty. I knew that when you really came down to it, I blamed my uncle, and we knew that whoever started it, we would finish it. So at night as we lay in bed, Agatha Krishna in a sleeping bag zipped up tight to her head, and me in a blanket half eaten by moths, we told ourselves it wasn't our fault. We made a mantra singing, the British are to blame, the British are to blame, and uncle will pay. And I think it was the only way we could do it, the only way we could kill a man before 2 years were out, the only way we could take my uncle's life and not look back, and not be filled with any blame.